You're listening to the Winsight Podcast Network. Increase covers, not costs. It's time to level up with Talk, the restaurant industry's leading reservation platform. Join today using promo code RESTAURANTS3 for 3 months free off of your base subscription. Terms and conditions apply. Go to jointalk.com/podcast. That's jointalk.com/podcast.
Restaurants are adding more cooks to their kitchens. The founder of Chipotle is working on a new robotic restaurant concept, and what we liked and didn't like at this year's National Restaurant Association show. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm RB associate editor Reyna Estrada. What did the restaurant business and food service director teams like and dislike at the National Restaurant Show? We're glad you asked. The teams liked mystery flavors, hot dogs, pancake art, Thor's gear, the location of the Fabi Award winners, seaweed, Fruit Loops, and employee apps. But they took exception to waste, the lack of business cards, krill, walking, and anything mimicking farm to table. Oh, and they particularly did not like AI bartenders. See our full show coverage at restaurantbusinessonline.com.
Restaurants are employing more cooks and fewer servers. That's according to federal employment data and a study from Chef's Pencil, which found that restaurants are employing a lot more cooks and head chefs than they did before the pandemic. But they're employing fewer servers and counter service employees. Wages among those employees are up over pre-pandemic levels, but have not kept pace with inflation, according to the study.
Chipotle founder and former CEO Steve Ells is reportedly looking for investors for a new concept called Kernel, which is scheduled to debut in New York City later this year. According to the New York Post, the concept will be automated and can run with as few as 3 workers. The menu will be plant-based and stores will be very small, as little as 800 square feet. Trademarks under the name Kernel were filed in mid-May by Kernel Foods Incorporated for various food service hardware and software technologies.
Red Robin has managed to cut down on wait times. Chain said that just 2% of customers now report having to wait more than 15 minutes for a table, down from 10% last year. Executives say it's a sign that the brand's turnaround efforts are working. Red Robin has added more front-of-house staff to help speed table turns. It's also working on improving its burgers with new grills and better ingredients. Same-store sales in the first quarter rose 8.6%, which included higher prices and a 0.6% bump in traffic.
DoorDash is being accused of charging iPhone users extra. In a lawsuit filed earlier this month, a DoorDash customer claims to have conducted tests that show iPhone users are more likely to be hit with higher fees than Android users for the same order. DoorDash said the allegations are blatantly false. The proposed class action suit, which covers a number of issues related to DoorDash fees, is seeking $1 billion in damages.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. Tune in every weekday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Reyna Estrada. Have a great day.
Increase covers, not costs. It's time to level up with Talk, the restaurant industry's leading reservation platform. Join today using promo code RESTAURANTS3 for 3 months free off of your base subscription. Terms and conditions apply. Go to jointalk.com/podcast. That's jointalk.com/podcast.